If your brand belongs in the heart of the yachting world, this is where it happens. Yachting International Radio reaches over 1 million yachting professionals and enthusiasts every month, with 77 million impressions, 220,000 social followers, and 74,000 podcast subscribers. Our hosts are insiders, crew, captains, CEOs, trusted voices shaping the industry. This is targeted, high-impact advertising in a luxury niche. Visit yachtinginternationalradio.com/advertise. Your audience is already listening.
Top of the morning, afternoon, or evening, folks. It's Captain Liam here in Alaska at the moment. And what's brightening up my day is Mr. Captain Darren Packman from Odyssey Yachts. How are you today, Darren?
I'm great. Thanks, Liam. Thanks for having me on. It's really kind of you.
Excellent. I'm on the bridge of a yacht ride now in Alaska. We've just seen whales and some glaciers the last couple of weeks. What do you miss most about kind of the yacht life?
Oh, I love it. You know, when you leave the pier heads and the crew's tidying up the fenders and you're setting course to sea and you know you're going on a bit of a passage, I just love that kind of calm. Everyone's kind of chaotic before the departure.
Yeah.
And then you calmly slip out and you go out through the pier heads and say, okay, where are we going? I love that.
Yeah, it's the first wave, I say, that little first wave when you feel the lines of the bow and the dip, and it's like, all right, I'm out here. We're doing what we do best. You know what I mean?
And everyone's running around.
But we're in the luxury yachting sector, and it's a demanding industry, and it's got a lot of foundation. But Odyssey is changing it. It's live pricing, live availability, and ensuring that it's instant booking. It's bringing the client to the yacht, to the captain, as quick as possible in a frictionless experience. What created this kind of idea to challenge the charter broker market, or the charter industry?
I don't think we'd really be challenging the charter yacht industry. I think that we're just bringing another avenue of clients. We believe that the clients of today are interacting with the internet. They want instant availability, instant pricing. They want to look at the pretty pictures, see the price, and they want to be able to book it now. And we think that the clients of today certainly are interacting at high levels online.
Absolutely.
And we just absolutely think that is the way that everyone will be interacting with yachts as well in the future.
Oh, without a doubt. It used to be a lot more of a handhold experience where you'd handhold the clients through the journey of charter brokering and destination and introduction to the captain and so forth. Now, the age of the charter clients is a lot younger and they do want that instant information. They're sitting drinking rosé in the south of France and they want to automatically book a charter for a week for the following week with their friends. And they want to press the button
Absolutely.
And go for it. So it's an exciting time in our journey of the future, but let's take it back. 1994, joining a scooter called Challenge, which is now in the Great Lakes in Toronto. How did you ever imagine you'd end up here?
I never imagined that, you know, and joining your first sailing schooner is something really exciting and working at sea. It just turned into a passion. I just loved going places. And then, you know, I spent a whole three or four decades at sea. And it was just time to come ashore. And this is a really exciting project. We can bring our maritime experience with it. It gives us credibility when we're talking to clients and other captains. Having run charter boats of all sizes, it's kind of a natural progression for me. And to also have something really exciting, new to be involved with.
Absolutely,
new clients that haven't stepped on a charter boat before.
And the experience you have brings that stability for the clients and the industry to have faith in the journey you're giving them. You know, that's what makes it possible with Odyssey. I see Jack, I see you, I see your team. You've got that foundation of experience that the clients can say, okay, we know that we're going to book this with people that understand the industry.
I think that's right. But in the end, what Odyssey really is a platform, it's a marketplace.
Yeah.
You know, it's a technology platform where boats present themselves for charter. And we create a really nice booking environment for clients to come and look at boats and see what's available. And also, we think that the type of boat or the size point of the boat that we'd be really focusing on with Odyssey will be that sort of 20 to 40 meter boat, semi-production, where people kind of know what they're getting.
Yeah, very much so.
We really think that the incumbent market will split a little bit between where they can really add value to a larger size boat and feel like those clients really need a bit more handholding. Whereas we're dealing with something in the middle to lower down, where those boats, you can see them online. You can see what they are. There's hundreds and thousands of pictures on the website.
Yeah.
I really want that boat. I want to go to this place.
Yeah.
This is how much they are generally. Yeah. I can book it here. I can check the availability and I can get online and book it.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, it's a busy industry, and that's part of the sector is for the people who design. They know what they're after. They've got their friends. They've got what type of charter they're after, and they're going forward from there.
Yeah.
What pain point do you see in that range, that size range? You know, with the current booking system, what pain point do you see in that size range at the moment? Do you see there's like a traditional model where people are taking their time from broker to owner to captain to crew, so it takes a while to get that booking through?
Yeah, well, it takes a really long time to get that booking through. Often, you know, when we've been speaking to people, they don't really have like a central place to list that boat. They've got like four or five people that are listing it in four or five different places, but because there's no live availability, everyone phones everybody. It's just like, you had a client and maybe you had a client and I don't know. And they're all on the phone. But actually,
yeah,
let's just see centrally.
Yeah.
Like, and that's what's slowing everything down. They've got too many people trying to bring that charter in. We're not stopping you to bring a charter in from another avenue at all, but at least on our site, you can see when the boat's available.
Yeah. It's the transparency. It's the accessibility. That's the frictionless experience. Yeah. Like, the frictionless experience is what people are actually after. You know, I think gone in the days where the hand-holding was important, now it's they want straight to the end product as quick as they can get touch and feel, get the captain's phone number, get the preferences over, make a phone call, see you next week, got four friends, let's go.
Absolutely. And, you know, if someone does want the hand-holding, we're here. You know, and also, if as soon as you do make that booking or do commit to making that booking, you're in touch straight with the people that are going to deliver the experience, the people like yourself who are on board with the calendar, you know, with where to go.
Yeah.
You know better in Ork Bay in Alaska where to go than me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what I was going to bring up. That personalized service is what they're after, but that we need to get to them quicker. We need to get to the client to what they're actually after. And for me, it's what do you want to see? The glaciers, the bears, the whales, the salmon. What do you actually want to see? Or do you want to stay in Juneau for a week? So the sooner, right now, it takes me like a lot of emails, a lot of phone calls to ask that question. And when I ask it, the answer is very simple. The clients know what they want always. They know what they want. They're not going to invest this amount of money and not know what they want. And that's where I get excited. So to have a platform that brings the client to me straight away so we can give them that bespoke service is exactly what the industry needs.
That's right. And we'll just take the pain point is the booking.
Yeah.
Right. I want a boat and I want to go there. And then I want to, you know, maybe I want to speak to the captain before I've booked it. That's fine. Right. Go ahead. You can tell me all about all the great places you went to see and when you saw bears and whales and XYZ, and ramp the client up, and all they've got to do is push go.
Yeah, that's it. But it does, so the clients understand, it does go through a pending process, and then they have an opportunity to review it and then speak to yourselves, speak to the captain, or speak to the crew to understand what they're after. So there is a pending process, correct, which I think is important.
It's not so much as a pending process, but there's a point where you can speak to us or the captain of the boat at any point in the process.
Perfect.
So you're not
held
out
up
that personal hand holding if that's what you need.
Yeah.
The other thing that is a wonderful addition to our charters, our platform, is if you have a budget, we illustrate the price, including APA and VAT.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. So it's transparent from the start.
It's transparent from the start. And the money, you know, once it's get paid to the platform, it goes directly to the owner and to the vessel for the APA and the VAT. It all gets split straight off at point of purchase.
So learning more about it, honestly, it's a tool that brokers can actually use and charter agents and management companies can use to ensure their vessels have the most access to availability to clients, correct? It's a tool they can use.
Absolutely. We're working with central agents now.
Yeah.
And their duty to the owner is to advertise the boat by all means possible.
Yeah.
And we would just be another means. We don't have any kind of exclusivity. And we love to work with those guys because you know, they've got the experience, they're involved directly with the owner, the owners trust them. And if they put that boat on our platform to sell, then we can definitely work with everybody.
Well, I think that's what a lot of times in this industry, to be honest with you, you know, Captain Darren, is people forget their roles. As a captain, my job is to make this vessel available for the owner, available for the clients at all time, and give them the best experience possible. A charter agent or charter broker's role is to move the vessel into a position where they've got the best access for the client to book the vessel.
Yeah.
Odyssey really provides that. It provides instant booking, like we talked about, live pricing, live availability. That's unique in the industry. I don't think I've heard that.
It really is quite surprising how unique that is, because literally in every other corner of the internet and every other service that you look at, even if it's a really expensive villa or a private jet or something, you interact online. You look at the availability, it tells you how much it is.
Yeah.
And you can book it.
Exactly. I have this saying on board, take the people out of the problem. Take the people out of the problem. Yeah, and when you take the people out of the problem, you realize, okay, here's the problem. The problem is a pain points and the booking and the time. Take the people out of the problem, move it through so that people could do what we do best. And we're in the service-based industry. But Adosi goes beyond that. It goes beyond just charter bookings. It's more of an ecosystem that can work with yacht ownership, with your management system, sales, investment as well. So it's a big ecosystem, not just charter booking.
Yeah, I mean, predominantly we're dealing with charter. I mean, we have a management business which sits separately to Adosi, and we manage some clients' boats, which we do directly with those owners. And so management is separate from Adosi. We feel that, yeah, it definitely provides more than people will see on first glance.
Yes.
So once the charter's booked, you as the charterer, you then invite your friends via an email through the website, which they get from the website. Oh, please fill in your preferences on this automatic thing, which goes straight to the captain, comes straight through. And if there's anything from the APA that they want specifically, the owner can just put it straight there and say, look, can you get me a really fabulous bottle of XYZ, a whiskey, or an experience by a helicopter dog sledding up there in Alaska or something? And this is my budget for it, you know, and that can all be done on the platform.
Yeah, it's really exciting. I mean, I listened to the podcast and I was like, this really is changing the industry. It's a digital platform that's going to make things so much more accessible for the client. And that's the industry we're in. And I think the owners are going to embrace it because that's what they want. The owners want that transparency. They don't want to see their vessel not being available. They get pride in that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's right. And often, you know, the owners don't want to list the boat themselves. They might have a PA allocated to manage the boat or a central agent to manage the boat, but they can log in and see themselves.
Their availability, like, captain, off the dock, back out to sea.
And if he or she wants to change that availability, they can go in and just go, right, you know what, I'm using the boat for this period, and we just block it off on the calendar.
Oh, lovely. So it's more of a management of a calendar, availability, live pricing. When Yachty International Radio is doing a great job bringing new products to the market, and I think this is one of those new products that people are going to, you know, look at it and go, all right, what's the benefit here? But the benefit, like you're saying, of Adosi is really that live pricing. That's what, to me, is in the live availability. That's what stands out.
Yeah, and that really is as simple as that. And we can't say it enough.
Yeah.
You know, you want to go on holiday, or when do you want to go? It's the first thing you want to know, isn't it?
Yeah. What dates are available? It's the first question I get.
I'm going to look in June. Is it available in June? Oh, phone someone, and then they phone someone, and then they get on some, you know, closed door system that no one else can see, and then they offer you a boat that you might not have even been looking at online in the first place. At least everyone that we are dealing with on the site is someone who's agreed to be on the site.
Yeah, exactly.
And the owner or the owner's representative or the CA has said, yes, we want to list that boat. And this is the price that the owner wants for a week or a day's charter.
Yeah. Well, I've done this a long time. You know, I've done this a long time, Darren. And, you know, the questions that I get asked are exactly the solutions you have to that problem. They ask, how much, when, how do we book it? And I'm like, live pricing, live availability, instant booking. Let's get to the fun bit. Let's get to what you want to do. Do you want to have your first night in Juneau or your first night in Sitka? Do you want to go to a restaurant? Do you want to do a dog sledding? Do you want to do a whales? You know, that's what it's about. You know, that frictionless.
Yeah, but that's your job. That's your job at the delivery end. That's not my job as a tech platform listing boats for sale for charter.
Yeah.
That's the team on board. You know, we say, oh, the crew are all very professional and everything. Well, let's them deal with that because they're the best at that. Your chef will know what food that they can make for
the menu, the options. Well, that's why I'm trying to get the client to that point as quick as possible, because the sooner they get to that point, the sooner you keep that inspiration, that kind of desire for them to charter vessels. Like if they have a painful chartering process, it's difficult because I get them and I kind of work with them at that point and they're already a little bit tired. But if I can get them at the point after they've just made the reservation, they're ready to go. Their friends are on the phone, they're all around the table drinking rosé. I'm like, this is your captain. This is what we're going to do. This is the plan. That keeps the industry going. That is the future of the industry. Access to the information that the client wants, not the complications of APAs and obstacles and things like that. So it's a great platform, I see.
Make it easy. Make that part easy for sure. There's a feature on the site that we really love, so that you as a captain, if your boat is listed, you can go in and we have like a what we call like a closed media section.
Okay.
So you can put up, instead of just having like pictures of you and the crew and this is me and I did this X, Y, and Z, right? You go, oh, look, this is a closed media. Oh, this is where we were this week. We're in just off of Sitka here, and we're looking at this pod of whales, and they were circle feeding or whatever they were doing. And, you know, you're coming next week. You get access to that. If you book that boat, you get access to what the crew is doing.
Okay, I like it. I like it. So you start developing a relationship, because that's what it's about. You know, for me, it takes about 2 days for a client to really develop that relationship with the crew and what are the name, what tools do they have, what are they good at? And if I can, I try and do that before they even board. So they see our crew profiles, they see our information, they call, they speak to the chef already. So it creates that relationship. Let's go a bit into what motivates Darren here. What's your favorite, you know, place in the world that you've cruised, Captain Darren?
Oh, one of my favorites is where you are right now, to be fair.
Really?
Yeah.
I hear you talk about it. I'm like, you know Ok Bay, you know the whales, you know the feeding.
Yeah, I know that area. And I took some stunning charters through there myself. I loved it. And all of the Pacific. I really enjoyed the Pacific.
Yeah, it's a special ocean. You know, I'm from Australia, but, you know, so I'm a little bit biased. But every time I go through the canal coming from, you know, the Caribbean or, you know, the Atlantic into the Pacific, I'm like, I'm home. And the pelicans are diving, the fish are there, the local fishermen are out catching tuna, the fish are bigger, they're stronger, you know, the whales are there. It's a special ocean, the Pacific.
You know, some of those adventures sailing, I mean, that's, you know, if I say my personal favourites and everything. But, you know, anywhere that you are, if you're on a boat with your family or your mates and you've got a nice cold drink and you've had a swim, it's just like it's the greatest experience in the world. And if you can share that with friends, you know, you really are.
And that's what we do it for. I mean, I was building a boat once with an owner and, you know, designer and all the rest of it. And they're sitting around looking at me and they said, Captain, what's your favorite boat? I said, to be honest, it's a rowboat on a lake with my wife and a wine and cheese. That's my favorite boat. You know, it's simple. You don't need to complicate.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah, the builder's looking at me like, shh, quiet, you want bigger. You know, so it's the experience. It's, you know, you get on with the people you love. You're floating, you have a good time. It doesn't, sometimes like the quality of wine, doesn't matter if the company is better. You know what I mean? You can have a mediocre wine and have a good company. You and I can talk about Alaska and have a great bottle of wine together and have a great experience rather than spending $400 on another bottle by, you know, that you don't enjoy.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of my sailing experiences and international, you know, I was circumnavigating, which is really exciting and great adventure. I think more yachts should do that.
Yeah.
You know, there's some real beauty in the Mediterranean. There's some great places in that some yachts, you know, anchor up really close to the rocks down there and Sardinia or down in Greece, Malta, you know, get there and you just, it's just gorgeous. And off of Saint-Tropez. I mean, they call that, you know, some of those experiences in that area are really amazing.
Yeah.
Having revisited some of those areas in recent years, I'm like, oh, yeah, I really understand now why this is one of the centres of liberty. And there's a real reason why that is, if you can get away from the madding crowd.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's a good, you know, personal friend.
Yeah, a good captain with good relationships can get good access to, you know, a lot of things in the Mediterranean. And that's where I enjoy it. When you go over there, you speak to the right people, the right agents, the right shore support, and you can really accomplish things that, you know, whether it's, you know, the Bonifacio and places like that where you bring a yacht in and the guests are just feeling so special, you know, and they're getting the best seat at the restaurants and they're getting the best seafood delivered to the yacht. And that's like Bonifacio, Sardinia, Malta. These places are just, you know, but the clients want to book it easily. And that's why we're here to talk about Idosi.
Yeah, that's right. That's it. Yeah.
So
yeah, I think as Idosi will obviously expand internationally, and as we were chatting earlier about, you know, if people, we hear often in the winter, don't we? It's like, oh, well, there's a boat sat in St. Martin or something waiting for a charter.
Yeah. Doesn't make sense.
Well, who are you waiting for? Like, we need to, yeah, we need to be really attracting new clients. Because if we're dealing with 10% of the ultra high net worth clients chartering boats now,
yeah,
we really be looking at the other 90.
Yeah. Yeah. And well, it's exposure. Number one, it's exposure. It's
exposure, yeah.
And what Idosi does, it gives that exposure. It gives that live pricing, live availability. How it solves the how much, you know, when and how. How do I book?
Yeah.
So I'm really excited to look into it more. I think it's a great thing for the industry. I think it creates something that hasn't been done before, and that always it always has questions. And I think, you know, your team are the right people to answer those questions. It's the right, yourself and Jack have that experience of management, operation, that know what it takes to run a successful charter and program. So it's really exciting. How can people get a hold of the team, Darren?
Well, you can visit idosiyachts.com, www.idosi, I-D-O-S-Y. It stands for I Dream of Super Yachts.
I was going to ask you at the end. That was my final question. I've been trying to think about what it is. I'm like, is this a Greek thing? Is it a, like, where did this come from? Idosi.
Right, yeah.
I dream of super yachts. I love it. I love it.
Idosi. Yeah, so, I mean, we're not fussy about how people pronounce it. You know, Idosi, I-D-O-S-Y. So it's idosiyachts.com. They can get a hold of us there. There's, you know, yeah, you can find us there. Our numbers are all there. Okay. We're on Modern New Marine as well.
There's also LinkedIn. I saw you both on LinkedIn. I saw Idosi on
LinkedIn, Instagram. Yeah, we've all the normal channels. So you'll be able to find us. We're posting up on Instagram and LinkedIn quite a lot. Yeah.
Well, like I said, I saw all the information. I think it's a great platform you've got. I think Jack and yourself are the right people to spearhead this. I think it's the right time in the industry for it. And I think it's really exciting for the owners. It's exciting for the charter agents. It's exciting for the captains. It means more people have more access to what we provide. And that's the business we're in.
Absolutely. Bringing a new channel of clients. That's really what we're trying to do. We want to really promote being that as a positive addition to the current
absolutely. It's about supporting the industry and helping the brokers have more tools, you know, and the captains having more absolutely. Tools. And who doesn't want more tools?
More tools, yeah. If you're struggling to sell a boat, a charter on a boat, and you've gone all the way over to the Caribbean, you're sitting there, well, list the boat. Let's see if we can do it too.
Yeah, exactly.
Your owner will get an extra charter, and, you know, you get more,
crew get
more
tips.
Visibility for the boat, and crew get tips, and the industry keeps moving. You know, that's it.
Exactly. Well, thank you for your time, Captain Darren. It was wonderful to get to know you a little bit better. I'm really excited to talk more kind of off camera about the challenge, the schooner you worked on, because I started my career on a boat called Young Endeavour in Australia when I was 16. I did volunteer work on a schooner, and it did change my life. And I look back at those days thinking, I never thought I'd be a captain on a super yacht in Alaska. You know what I mean? And it all started with that first wave on that schooner going to sea, going, wow, look at this. The ocean is coming out. I left Sydney Heads, and Sydney, Australia is a special place. So to leave that Heads on an old schooner, and now every time I have that memory, you know.
You never lose that. That's a special thing, that, yeah. I'll tell you all about it happily.
Okay. All right, folks. Safe seas. Be blessed out there and get a hold of a dosi. You know, I dream of super yachts. I dream of super yachts. Or every guest dreams of super yachts. So let's get more people onto them. Thanks, Captain Darren.